Welcome to the Passing Through Podcast, a show dedicated to exploring those spaces not just within, but also between and around us. The cracks in the walls, the moments between the moments. I speak with thinkers, authors, artists, teachers, and everyday humans who have touched the edge of the ordinary and found something to bring back. Hello and welcome to the Passing Through Podcast. Coming to you from inside of a sweaty van, as is the case often in the summer, but this summer has been especially sweaty. I've been doing interviews shirtless. I mean, I guess that happened only once, but I've wanted to do interviews shirtless numerous times because we're getting hit with rolling heat waves here in Europe. France is on fire, or at least it was last time I checked. I had friends who were traveling that way and their travel plans got canceled because France had shut down travel into the country due to the historic fires that are ripping through the country, which have hopefully by now been extinguished. I have been away from social media for some time as a sort of detox or digital media fast that I was doing in preparation for a beautiful workshop that we just held in Slovenia. And that helped me free myself from the doom scroll that used to be commonplace in my daily routine. I mean, that's a little bit of an exaggeration. I wasn't so consumed by that, but I was letting that seep into my consciousness, all of the horror and fear and pain and uncertainty and general pervasive sense of doom that's just permeating the world right now. Now that I've gotten some space between me and that feeling, I don't really have a strong urge to return, so I'm a little bit happily in the dark on certain things at the moment. And as I mentioned a moment ago, I will be getting on a plane for this journey. And I guess one thing that I could share with you is that the older I've gotten, the more I have grown to loathe, to abhor, to have complete and utter disdain for traveling. It is a heinous, hideous experience in almost every sense of the word. And this is something that I try to avoid subjecting myself to. We've really decreased our time that we spend in the air. Most of the time we're traveling in the van that we live in, and we're visiting an eco-village or a permaculture site or going to a workshop or doing something like this where we're actually building community and relationship with people and place. And that really changes it because it's more slow travel. It's more economical. It happens at our pace. But traveling by plane, if we ignore all the environmental issues, the indignity of the experience is something that just really irks me. You know, having your genitals groped by a TSA agent, having to spend hours in lines lined up like cattle waiting to go through a metal detector and be bombarded by potentially harmful radiation, being treated as a peasant as you're just crammed into small seats and claustrophobic bathrooms that you have to cower inside of and shit like a dog in solitary confinement. I don't know why a dog would be placed in solitary confinement, but also I hope you catch my drift here. I think I have to stop this episode again. I've started and stopped this episode a few times now because I can't find a groove to get into, and I find myself making jokes that don't make sense or making references that are completely off the wall that aren't even sensible and people won't be able to resonate with. And so you may hear more of those. I might just try and power through it because this episode is going to be short. But I still have the image of the dog. Why is a dog in solitary confinement? Why did I say that? What does it have to do with anything? I did have a dream. Man, I didn't expect to be talking about this, but here we are. I had a dream last night of a toxic masculinity dog. I don't know if that even makes sense. You had to be there, I guess, in the dream. But there was a dog that was just really insecure and really aggressive and really had to just mark all of its territory and be over the top in every single way imaginable. And it was just super toxically masculine. So I guess if that were a criminal offense, then there could be a scenario in which maybe a dog is placed in solitary confinement and would be shitting as I would be on a plane tens of thousands of feet in the air over the ocean, which may happen sometime tomorrow. So I'll keep you posted on that. But the reason I'm talking about this, why I wanted to share my resistance to traveling, is because I, for a long time now, many years, probably more than 15, 20 years, I have had recurring nightmares, and this might be connected to 9/11. I don't know. I do remember in the aftermath of 9/11 having the frequency of these dreams increase, and often the plane was falling on me. I wasn't in the plane falling from the sky, but that's a whole side tangent. But I have these recurring dreams that I die in a plane crash. And they're very vivid, they're very visceral, they're frightening. I've had these dreams while I'm sleeping on a plane. So imagine that, like you're in this weird liminal state in the air, half asleep, dreaming, and then the plane hits turbulence, and that turbulence translates into turbulence into your dream and forms itself into a potent nightmare of your demise and imminent doom. And then you wake up to the turbulence out of the dream in the real life, and think that the dream has now translated back into reality and you are in fact plummeting to your death. I've had that experience a few times, which is very unpleasant. But having that experience so many times has conditioned me to want to avoid riding on a plane whenever possible. And it's weird because the second time I was ever in a plane, I was skydiving. So I had absolutely no fear of flying. And gradually, over my life, through a slow process of attrition, 1,000 paper cuts via these dreams, I've grown to have an irrational fear of flying. And maybe irrational isn't even the right word, because it is kind of rational to fear flying. It doesn't feel like something we should be able to do, right? It's like Prometheus stealing fire from the gods, whereas humans, we shouldn't have this power. You know, there's certain boundary and limit to what is allowed a human, and maybe we have overstepped that with flight. Sometimes feels that way when you're like up there looking out the window, thinking of what's happening, that this machine is just propelling you through the air like a giant bird, way above where the birds would fly, running on a fuel that comes from the deep, dark depths of the earth, this black, inky blood that's totally Lovecraftian. And it's the fossilized remains of the dead being liquefied and then incinerated, perfumed out into the air as you make your way across the skies to your destination. It's a pretty heady psychedelic thing, so maybe it's not so irrational to have a fear of something going wrong in that process. There's so many things that could go wrong at any given moment. Just, there's so many moving parts on a plane, right? But I don't need to spiral into that the day before I'm getting on a plane. The thing for me is just this visceral somatic feeling of discomfort in going on a plane. And I deal with it. It's fine. It's not like a crippling, debilitating anxiety, but it's not pleasant. So I can meditate, I can breathe, I can read, I could distract myself. And I'm sure I will do all those things, but it's something I've grown to just hate, and I hate everything about it. So that's going to be an experience I have, but hopefully once I get to my destination, it will have all been worth it. We'll see. I'll tell you more about that in about a month. There will also be some interesting and important pieces of news that I will have for you in this next episode about where you can listen to this show. There'll be one or two more announcements, and I'll just let the suspense slowly simmer there. Otherwise, the sweat is pouring off me in this van. I've already achieved the purpose of this episode, which is just to let you know I'll be absent for a little bit and for you to enjoy that time. Use it. Slow down. There's such emphasis on producing and consuming and doing and not so much on just being. And so utilize that time. I mean, that's what I'm doing, right? I feel it. I feel this duty and this obligation to be in conversation with you, to share what's going on, to update you on all the details. And when I'm not doing that, it feels like I'm not serving my purpose here, right? As though that's my sole purpose, is just to give updates on my life here. I don't think that's what people primarily listen to this show for, although perhaps I'm mistaken. But I hope I'll talk to you soon, unless some calamitous ruin befalls me in transit there or back. Then I guess this is the last time that you'll hear me. And I wonder if this is the episode that I'd want to be the last one. Probably not. In which case, I feel a temptation to go back and redo it one final time. But I don't even know what I would do differently. I would need time to think of something important to say, some wisdom to bestow, assuming I even have wisdom to bestow. But I'm also a guy talking about toxically masculine dogs shitting in solitary confinement, so maybe people don't listen to this podcast for wisdom either. But I mean, I do think there is one important message that I have hammered home from the beginning of the show all the way through to now, which is be good to one another. That all of us are connected in this vast matrix of relationship and interdependence, and we are each other as much as we are ourselves, and as much as we are our watersheds and our trees and our songs and our stories. And, you know, we're all of it. We are made of this earth. We are from this earth. And it's in our interest to treat it kindly, treat each other kindly, treat ourselves kindly. And so that's a core message that I have on this show, is be good to one another. So I'll say it here, I'll say it again. And there are many ways to do that. There are small gestures that you can make of kindness, and there are big, giant leaps that you can make. Find your way to do those things. And yeah, I'll talk to you next time. And if I don't, it's been great. Thank you for coming along on this journey, for this ride. And thanks for passing through.